Brought to you by the Ohio Society of CPAs.
Hello, I'm Janice Worthington, Ohio Society CPAs career coach of choice, and I'm here to talk to you today about the biggest mistakes you're making on your resumes. The reason I want to discuss this is because I'm seeing mistakes still occur that are really hurting people's opportunities, and the worst thing you can ever have happen to you is to have your hard-working career diminished because you didn't know how to present. So I come back to do this again because I think we need to be reminded of the atmosphere around which job search is occurring and what we need to do with our resumes to be mindful of that. Remember, we're trying to accomplish something that is a competition. And I think many, many times we don't realize that. We are in a credentialed profession and we work very hard to gain and maintain those credentials. And I think we are focused on that as opposed to the competitive event involved in job search. So while the resume is simply one of the tools that we're going to use in job search, it is a piece of the competition. It is a tool used to compete. Consider it your race car, because if your race car is underperforming, you may be an outstanding driver, but you're not going to win your race. So I want to talk about that for a little bit. First of all, many of us tend to use templates, and I understand why, because so much of the CPA community is using forms and their jobs. Well, templates are not good for you any more than generalized contact lenses are good for you. We can't all wear the same pair of contact lenses like we all use the same tax form for certain situations. We've got to personalize and customize our resume presentations based on who we are and what we've got. We have people who are young CPAs who need to focus more on their school. We have people who are mid-career CPAs who are at the height of what they're doing and they need to showcase that, and their school's going to go someplace else. We have senior CPAs who have massive career histories who need to showcase several areas within that career history up front so that we understand quickly and we don't lose our audience the breadth of what they've done. So I've just mentioned three different people, all who may be using the same Windows template to make a list of where they've worked on their resume and then list their education and credentials and then wonder why they get no response. So please understand, a resume is customized, it's personalized, they're all different. Yes, they follow certain rules, but if you understand that resumes are not just forms and you don't want to get them off the Windows template, then that's a step ahead. You're not going to lose out. Next, understand that you need to tell people at the top of your resume what you are. We have a lot of people who will apply for a job with a resume, and what their mindset is, the employer is going to figure out where he can use me, okay? Employers who are receiving resumes can't be bothered with that. Think of some of the larger companies in Ohio, and they receive a resume from you, they have no clue why you're writing to them. So you don't want to have a blank nothing on the top of your resume and go into your work history, because they're not going to understand. You're not a puzzle for them to figure out. They won't bother with you. So you can put senior level financial executive. That at least tells me something. It's open, but it tells me something. Okay. Or you can put chief financial officer if you want to be more specific, but please put something. Next, stay away from the cliches. And that's hard because we look at resume books. We as resume writers, and I am a certified professional resume writer, we were paid in the 1980s to come up with words like visionary and rainmaker and highly motivated self-starter and all those things. Today, employers, we live in a far more sophisticated world. No one has patience for that. And employers roll their eyes. You don't see them do that, but you know they do that when they don't respond to your resume. So stay away from those things. Our resumes are filled with metrics, stories, keywords, qualifications, but maybe once in a while I have to start a sentence with successful or experience, and that is about the most descriptive I'm going to be of an individual, okay? Don't tell me what you're like. Show me what you've done. Then I'll know what you're like, so do not use cliches. Next, your job history. Many times we'll have a job history on there, and that's all you put, because you think you need to tell me where you work now, what you do, where you used to work, what you did, where you worked before that, what you did, and on and on and on. And the problem with that is, Again, we had an employer with 750 resumes received, and they were all qualified. And in the CPA community, that's not hard to do. So what distinguishes you from each other? The things that you do well, the things that you achieve. Remember two words: stories sell. And you can withhold some of your proprietary information. No, you don't want to start discussing your clients for the public accounting people, but you can very generically discuss how you saved the money, how you kept them in compliance, specific examples of that. You don't need to mention who they are. We have that with the legal community all the time. We don't give out proprietary information either. You don't need to do that. A resume without achievements is like a report card without grades. And if all you do is give me a job history, someone else is going to show you up by telling me their stories of what they've done, and that's the person I'm going to want to see. What you want from a resume, you want a prospective employer to say, we need to see that lady, we need to see that guy, because I've seen something I want on there that he did that we need desperately. Not just his qualifications, but his stories. So remember, a resume without achievements is like a report card without grades. Last but not least, myths. There are more candidates who have ruined their opportunities with self-defeating behavior because they heard their resume had to be on one page. Okay? Our resumes in my practice are 2 to 3 pages. Sometimes they're 4 pages because I will not withhold valuable information because of some old wives' tale. If I feel there's something that someone's got to know, I'm going to go ahead and let them know on a resume for my candidate. I have never, ever in 41 years heard an employer say, Janice, we loved your candidate. He's exactly what we're looking for. But there's that extra page on that resume. I think we'll pass. So use your common sense. If you've got something to say, you make sure that employer knows about it. Make sure you distinguish yourself from other people. Make sure your presentation is clear. Be concise. We want it to be fat-free. Stay away from the cliches and let them know who you are and what you want. Thank you.
Brought to you by the Ohio Society of CPAs.